Since the recession, many Arkansans have struggled to find employment, which has actually created a job spurt at one Arkansas firm. Goodwill Industries of Arkansas has doubled its workforce in the last 5 years and added a variety of services for those looking for jobs across the state. Roby Brock, with our content partner Talk Business Arkansas, spoke with Goodwill CEO Brian Iskowitz at their new 576,000-square-foot facility located in Little Rock. Iskowitz told Roby about the facility and the Goodwill's goals for the new humongous location.
The building that we're in, we call the Goodwill Resource Center, and it's a 576,000-square-foot building, and we were able to get it a couple years ago. And over the course of time, we're in about half the building now, and we do all of our operations statewide here. We've got a 22,000-square-foot outlet store where the things that have not sold in our stores are brought here, and they're sold by the pound. So it's a really interesting store if you've never seen one like it. But we also do e-waste, so computer recycling. We have an Amazon bookstore, so books that come through that maybe one of a kind, they're able to be put on the internet and sold. And all of this is able to create jobs for people. So, for instance, in our e-books program, we can have people with severe disabilities working in there, scanning books. What the scanner will do will not only put up a word of accept or reject, but it'll color code it. So, you know, people with limited capacity are able to fully function and excel in a job like that. So we're able to do some job carving to help people, you know, and meet them where they are to be successful. And then over the course of time, we're going to build out offices and have a full-blown career center here where people can come in, work on the resume, get the job training they need to go out and compete in the workforce, be successful, and like we say, build lives, families, and communities.
Tell me a little bit about some of the job building programs that you have, because there's a couple of different silos there that you guys operate in. You work with folks coming out of prisons. You work with folks that maybe just that have low skill sets that need upgrades. You work with people who have just fallen in the unemployment ranks and are looking for some sort of career counseling. Walk me through with not too much detail, but enough to tell me what are the scope of employment services that y'all offer?
So the most important thing is all our services are free. So anybody can walk into our career center and get help with their resume, interview skills. All they have to do is walk in. But two programs in particular that I want to talk about would be our Horizons program, which is a program geared for people that are aging out of the system, adults, to help them get job skills and job training to be able to compete. As you know, 1 in 88 children right now are being diagnosed with autism. So Goodwill Industries of Arkansas saw this as a huge opportunity to impact the community, and in that particular, the folks that are on the autism spectrum. The other program is our TEO program, which stands for Transitional Employment Opportunities, and that's a program that helps people that have either are coming right out of prison or have criminal backgrounds, get them job skills and job training through a paid employment program that we do, and it's funded through the sale of donated goods. So when you donate to Goodwill, we're able to fund those programs. So it's a 12 to 16 week program that allows somebody to work on their job skills, build a resume, and then we help them get employment outside of that. So they go from being a tax recipient and things that, as a taxpayer, we're paying for to keep somebody incarcerated, to now they're employed, helping their family, and now they're a taxpayer. So, I mean, it's just a great success. And over the past 3 years, our success rate is 92%. When you look at the state, it's between 44 and 50%. So we are really proud of the work that we're doing to help build stronger communities.
A lot of folks see the Goodwill donation centers. They may even see stores because you've had a kind of an explosion of growth with both of those types of facilities over the last couple of years. Maybe walk me through, since your tenure here or in some sort of time period, how much has Goodwill grown in terms of locations and employees?
Okay. So I've been here since 2008. So if we use that as just the timeline, we had 140 employees in 2008 when I got here, and right now we're over 600 employees, and we've got two more stores that we're adding. Our store count, including donation centers, in 2008 was 16, and with the two new stores, I believe that'll take us up to 36 across the state. So what that's allowed us to do is serve and place more people. In 2008, we served 1,100 people and placed 89 people in jobs, versus last fiscal year, we served 8,300 people and placed almost 1,300 people in jobs. So it's been an almost, well, certainly a tenfold growth in putting people to work and over eightfold in services.
So you're a nonprofit organization, but you obviously have to keep your books balanced, so you can't operate at a loss. So how does the business model work for Goodwill in terms of the revenue generated from sales of goods, from your from what you receive from donations? Does that fund all of your programming?
Right. Through the sale of donated goods, we're able to fund 96%. We have, you know, we get some grant revenue. We do a fundraiser every year, so we have some money coming in from that. And then we have some fee-for-service with the state. But 96% of this agency's budget is through the sale of your donations. So we're all, the motto we use is donate, shop, change a life, because truly those donations is what makes it all happen.
So when you look to maybe grow or expand a location to another town, you mentioned that you're closing in on 36. What's the business model that's going through your head of how it has to work for it to be a successful location operation?
Well, for us, it's all about donations. So we need to have a population there that can fund, can, you know, basically build on itself. So we need to make sure that we're in a populace that can bring donations and then turn around and sell them. So for us, location of our donors. So we're looking high traffic, high rooftop areas.
How many cities in Arkansas do you think maybe still exist that you haven't tapped into yet? If you're at 36 right now, and you have multiple locations in a few of those cities, but most of them you don't. So what's the scope of what you could do?
So one of the things that we've gone to is smaller footprints and smaller towns. So we're going into Batesville, and a typical store for us in Little Rock Market, for instance, is a 15,000 square foot sales floor. Well, the total box in Batesville is going to be 15,000, and it's going to have a career center. So it's going to be a much smaller footprint. Again, it's making sure that you've got what you can do for the community. But for us, we, you know, nonprofit is a tax status. It's not a business model. We need to make sure that we're getting revenue in order to pay for itself and then fund more programs.
That was Goodwill CEO Brian Iskowitz. He spoke with Roby Brock of our partner, Talk Business Arkansas. Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from 4 offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com.
And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at BankOzarks.com. And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity. More at AECC.com.